This is episode 925 of Cut the Clutter. And if you go to our playlist, check out 716 and 857. So 925, today's episode, is again picking up the theme that we addressed in these two, 716 and 857. That means the same theme being addressed thrice in less than a year. Now, why is that happening? It is not COVID. It is not China. It is not Pakistan. It's not Afghanistan. It's not Russia. It's not the Middle East. It's not national politics either. It's not the BJP, Congress, Samajwadi Party, TMC, nothing. So why are we addressing this theme three times in less than a year? And what is this theme? This theme is the India-China trade deficit. Now, you might say, oh, you are an Indian. So it's a sore point with all of us Indians. It is a sore point. But bad news doesn't go away because you don't look at it. You must look bad news in the eye. So the Chinese government or Chinese trade department, which releases figures on their trade with various countries, has just released their data. And that data tells us that in the calendar year 2021, India-China trade has topped upwards of $125 billion. That is the highest ever in our history. In fact, the Chinese government data, this is the Chinese General Administration of Customs of the People's Republic of China, or GACC as it's called. It's quite reliable. They tell us that in 2021, the calendar year, remember, it's different from our financial year, which will end on March 31. In the calendar year, our overall trade was $125.66 billion. It is the highest ever in history. However, that is not the headline. The headline is that out of this, China's exports to India are almost $100 billion. Almost $100 billion. It's been counted up to 97.52. And you know, once you pick up the other details, etc., this will get to $100 billion. That's how much we have imported from China in this calendar year after making all those noises about boycotting Chinese goods, about getting over our dependence on imports from China, banning TikTok, etc., etc. So you know what? We might have banned TikTok, and that makes for a nice, cute headline and say, oh, we banned TikTok, we taught the Chinese a lesson. But look at the data on the other hand of what we have imported more. We have imported enormous amounts of more smartphones, for example, from China. If I again look at the data or look at the details from General Administration of Customs of the PRC and read a story also that our diplomatic correspondent Nanima Basu has done on this today. The biggest chunk of India's imports from China is electrical and electronic goods, including smartphones and storage units, right? So that dependence is almost total. Telecommunication equipment, automobile components, machine tools, specialty chemicals, and most importantly, what is called as APIs. APIs is active pharmaceutical ingredients, without which medications cannot be made. Now, India may be the world leader in generic formulations, right? Everybody talks about it. The Prime Minister has talked about it. Pharmacy of the world. But behind the pharmacy of the world is another pharmacy of the world. Fortunately or unfortunately? Fortunately, because people get drugs, not just in India, but elsewhere at reasonable prices. India manufactures the cheapest drugs. But unfortunate also because for India to manufacture these drugs, they have to import its basic raw material or what is called as active pharmaceutical ingredients from China. So that is again a major component. Now we'll get the more precise data in the next few weeks, but it looks like a total import of APIs from China this year will exceed probably more than 25,000 crore rupees or more than $3 billion. Now, these are not even APIs going into the most expensive drugs, but these are APIs going into the most used drugs. Now, what drugs are these? Metformin. Metformin is the cheapest drug for diabetes. Cheapest, and also it is the most easily available and also the longest used, so the safest. It's been used for almost 60 years. Anybody even at the first stage of diabetes, in fact, in many countries, even the pre-diabetic level is given metformin. It's also used for some other hormonal disorders like polycystic ovary syndrome. But very commonly used and a very cheap drug, the cheapest diabetic drug probably. Now that also, it is manufactured in bulk, it's consumed in bulk, enormous amounts. The APIs mostly come from China. So India imports the raw material from China and manufactures. So Indian drug makers can sell this. Ranitidine, antacid, right? Zantac, Zintac, Rantac, whatever you call it. It sells under a multitude of brand names. Ranitidine, the main source of the active pharmaceutical ingredient or the raw material for ranitidine is China. So your dependence is quite total. The biggest selling drug and the most important drug these days in the phase of fevers. Fevers means one wave of COVID comes, second wave comes, third wave comes. What do doctors tell you to take? Paracetamol, right? Everybody takes paracetamol. And we had a story a while back on how an Indian manufacturer who made Dolo has beaten the well-established MNC brand Crocin in India. But whether it's Crocin or Dolo or Panadol or any of these things, they are all made from paracetamol, for which also the basic ingredient API is imported from China. So remember, next time you pop a Dolo or you pop a Crocin, the powder in it, I'm now oversimplifying it, but basically the basic samagri in it, the material in this came from China. That dependence is almost total. Cephalosporins or kefalosporins, depending on how you pronounce it. Antibiotics, penicillin and many penicillin-based antibiotics, azithromycin, something that Donald Trump had recommended very strongly for COVID to begin with. But azithromycin is something which is used very commonly for throat infections, all kinds of infections, but particularly throat and upper respiratory tract infections in India. It's one of the commonest antibiotics in India, azithromycin. So many penicillin-based, like ampicillin, etc., etc., antibiotics, because penicillin has many derivatives. All these manufacturers in India depend on imports of APIs from China. Now, why did this happen? It's not just these. Even ingredients that are used as preservatives in drugs. When you pick up your bottle or your package of drugs or medications, you and read the ingredients, you will find some ingredients featuring there very commonly, like potassium metabisulfite, sodium propylparaben, sodium benzoate. Now, if you see carefully, they'll say these are not active ingredients, which means these are not the medicines which are going and working in your body. But these keep those medicines together. They are like preservatives. A lot of these are needed for all kinds of drugs. Most of these are imported from China. Do you want to know the extent of India's dependence on China for APIs, active pharmaceutical ingredients? It's 70%. And in the case of many life-saving drugs, it's more than 90%. In fact, there was a story in Down to Earth saying precisely this. So this is where India's dependence has gone up. Now look at the balance of trade. These are not final figures. These figures will settle as we go ahead, and maybe there'll be a correction. I suspect in the same direction of a couple of billion dollars. But these provisional figures for 2021 tell you the total trade between India and China was $125.66 billion, of which $97.52 were India's imports from China, $28.14 billion were India's exports to China. Now, the good news is that this is the highest Indian exports to China. So that's good news. But look at the gap. Exports have gone up, but imports have gone up so much that the gap already is $69.38 billion, almost $70 billion. In fact, by the time the figures settle down, it will be $70 billion. Now, what does it compare with? If you want to see India's highest ever import deficit with China, India's highest ever import deficit China was in the financial year 2017-18. It was $62.9 billion, precisely $62.9 billion. So now we are heading for an import from a trade, heading for a trade deficit from China, which is 15%, at least 15% of our previous highest. Now that tells you the gap widening despite all the efforts. And we have to be fair that Make in India, import substitution, all these things take time. But we have to also think about whether these are the right approaches for us to take. Is it better to try and substitute what's available cheap overseas? Or is it better to try and manufacture other things more efficiently that you can export to balance your trade? So those are questions that will be raised now. Now, as you would expect, the Chinese official media or Chinese state-owned media, particularly Global Times, primarily used by the Chinese Communist Party to troll those countries they are not very friendly with, or countries that are not very friendly with China. So Global Times has said, see, this data tells you that India is unable to reduce its dependence on Chinese markets, right? The fact is India isn't, because India is also having to import a lot of fertilizers, a lot of urea, ammonium sulfate from China. Again, what is the answer? Is the answer to start producing more of that, which might in turn only mean that you will import more of crude oil from someplace? Or is it better to start manufacturing other things and exporting them to China and seek market access and make that market access a kind of a condition to continuing your imports from China? That is something that people wiser than me will decide in the course of time. Now, in 2020-21, we had seen this trade deficit come down to $39 billion. And, you know, people thought that, okay, maybe Modi government's boycotts, etc., and discouraging imports from China, particularly after Galwan, are working. But this only happened because that was a year of very low negative economic growth. Repeated lockdowns had actually thrown the economy completely out of gear. So Indian industry, Indian manufacturers were importing less and less. And that's why blip on the downside literally, but on the upside principally came up. So India's import deficit, trade deficit with China came down in 2020. But now it has gone up. It's gone up way beyond it's ever been in the past. So these are things that we needed to take notice of. If you see the last two episodes that we talked about, in the first one, that is 716, we had also explained to you how India is becoming a kind of colony of China economically. Because what is colonial rule? Basically, economically, colonial rule means when a colonial power buys raw goods, raw materials cheap from a colony, manufactures them, turns them into value-added products, and sells them back at a high price to where they bought these raw materials from. Now, is that something that China is doing to us? China would buy iron ore for you, but sell machinery to you. So a lot of that is going on, and I think those are areas that need addressing. But as I said earlier, people wiser than me, wiser than us, will address these. But for all the rest of us, it's very important to look at the news, to look at the data, no matter how unfriendly it might be, or no matter how much it might irritate us, this is the reality.